Hello and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Ah, the spirit of wanderlust is calling. And that means it's time for another edition of Wanderlust Wonder on See the World with Ajala Nene. Today, we shine a spotlight on yet another must-visit gem. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. So, our spotlight today is Ojede Oba Festival, Ogun State. Majestic horses, vibrant attires, and a cultural spectacle like no other. Welcome to the Ojede Oba Festival. Every year, the people of Ijebu-Ode gather to honor their king in a colorful display of pageantry, music, and dance. It's a celebration of unity, tradition, and the very rich culture of the Yoruba heritage. If you love culture, this is one festival you cannot miss. What a grand spectacle the Ojede Oba Festival is. Culture, colors, and community at their finest. If you haven't experienced it yet, start planning. So see you soon for another exciting Wanderlust Wonder. Ekaabo, no, welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. And today I have one of my, what should I call you? Should I call you Menti?
That would work actually, because you
I'll take it.
No, you did that work. When we were starting, you were one of those people that actually took me from nothing into understanding the industry.
I was growing
and I was so confused about the industry. I didn't even know what was happening, right?
So everyone, meet Cornelius. He was one of the competitors, or should I say, he signed up for African Youth and Tourism competition that happened in Namibia, which I've been the privilege of doing the third edition. I was the third top three, and then the fourth edition I was like top five. So when I heard that a Nigerian was representing us in Namibia, he reached out to me, he and one other guy. What's the other guy's name? I
forgot his name. What's his name? I know. I'm trying to remember his name. He's no longer.
Reached out to me and I kind of like mentored them to let them know how to pitch their tech product to investors. And he made me proud and was among the top three. The only Nigerian. I think one was South African, the other one was Kenyan, and a Namibian.
No, the Kenyan lady was the first.
Was first.
Was the second. Then the South African was the third.
And you were the only guy.
I was the only guy.
Oh, yeah. So Cornelius is the co-founder and CEO of Cardinal Einik, a business travel and experience booking platform positioned to return travel confidence to businesses and their employees. His view is to see the world where African countries can compete and achieve dominance globally. And this pushed him to build Go Cardinal, a platform that digitalizes business travel booking with integrated financial and experience management capacities. I love that financial part, because I think there's any problem we're having in the travel space now is the financial gateway.
Yes.
My last product, which got me to African Youth and Tourism Competition, was crowdfunding.
Okay.
For tourism businesses. And one of the biggest problems I had was trying to get a financial gateway. I mean, I had the opportunity to talk to the founder of Paystack. Like, literally, we spoke. But trying to connect and put everything on my platform was was going to be a problem.
I can relate to that. Because when we were building Go Cardinal, we basically looked at PageTag, InterSwitch, and Flutterwave.
Yes.
InterSwitch was a no-no, basically.
Obviously.
It was too complicated, right? Yeah, too technical. We had Flutterwave and PageTag, but PageTag was basically well-known. Mm. But then we had... The idea wasn't just to allow Nigerians to transact, right? We wanted to build a global product. And we saw the limitation at that point in PageTag, where you probably want to sell to a Kenyan, or maybe like in Namibia when we went for that competition. So we started also exploring the global payment gateways. And that period was one of the hardest period of my life.
I did not do the crowdfunding because of that.
Ah.
I had a programmer to help me program to build it up and maybe we'll share profit. But just to get that financial gateway thing, I looked, I did not find. So I'm happy to see that you are able to get someone you can work with. But let me go to the question I normally ask my interviewees first. Why travel and tourism? What made you come to, like you said, when I was mentoring you, I feel so proud to say that. You didn't know anything about travel and tourism. You didn't know about the terrain, right? Yeah. Basically. So, but why did you guys decide to jump into this industry?
One thing I believe I don't talk about so much is that people don't know that I'm even a biochemist. Right? So you can imagine the switch from biochemistry to tourism, right?
Yeah.
So even while I was in school, I knew that I would not end up in the laboratory, right? But I saw myself producing something.
Mm.
Right then in school, I was when I came to Lagos after graduation before NYC.
Where were you before?
I was in the East, right? Anambra State.
Ah, my people.
Yeah. So when I came to Lagos, I was still waiting for NYC, but I was bored. I started going to National Institute for Tuba. I wanted to, let me just test an idea. I wanted to do like an infant formula, right? And add some like health nutrients inside that. So I got millet, I got soybean, and I was testing, what if I use aloe vera or any of the plant extract to mix together and produce something. So I went there and it was quite very difficult to even get them to give me audience because I wasn't coming directly from an institution. Right? So it was just an individual that is trying to do
something with something, himself, right?
So eventually a lady gave me and we did the research and she helped me with the analysis and it was good. And at that point, I even had to send a sample to my friends and my family that with a child at that point. But then why did I not continue? I think it should be finance, right? Mm. And then NYC came and I just left it.
But you kept yourself busy.
Yes.
That was really nice.
I've always been that way. I had a business in school.
Oh, wow.
It was a drink business. So then my school was quite into the remote area. So when students probably want to do a party or the likes, they are always stressed with going out to get drinks and get all these essentials for their party. So I built a platform, the Wine Place. And if you check it, you see the platform is down now. The Wine Place. So the idea is that you would come on the platform and order drinks and some other essentials and they are delivered to you in 60 seconds.
Wow.
In 60 minutes, sorry.
Mm.
So it was basically what I used right into school and to graduation. But then coming into Lagos, I just couldn't continue. You get sometimes you build something and you felt like, I think I've passed this stage.
Let me just put in there because I think as entrepreneurs, we feel that when you build something once, it has to stay forever.
Yeah.
Everybody's not Coke. Everybody's not Guinness. Everybody's not which other brand has lasted for 100 years, right? But if you ask those people, they will have tested some products that they did not put out there, or maybe they started and it failed. So being an entrepreneur doesn't mean that you must get everything right. I've tried so many things, crowdfunding, the educational travel sort of, plenty teams, and I wasn't seeing money. I said, no, girl, you can't do this yourself. So I like that you had this experience of business and all that. Now let's go. How did you now enter the travel space?
So after NYC, I started working with at the airport. That was the first experience I had.
What took you to the airport?
I was working with Newrest Airline Service and Logistics. It was basically, we're basically there to serve or to cater for airlines, right?
Okay, so what kind of products, what service were you guys are rendering them?
So when you enter international, they serve you food. People make that food basically.
Okay,
so
okay.
They make food for international carriers, the likes of Emirates, British Airways.
Okay. Also, like, those food I used to eat in Emirates.
Yes, they make it there. But I was working in the sales and marketing,
okay,
right?
Okay. Was so, that what you did at NYC?
No, after NYC, that was the first employment I did. So after that, I now moved to one of the travel conglomerates in Nigeria, right? That was when the travel experience came. Let me just say that probably they picked me because I was at the airport, so they just felt like, okay, maybe you, but they don't understand the idea of Newrest Airline Service and Logistics. They felt like, okay, you have an airline affiliation or something like that.
Yeah.
So probably that was why. Or then the sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That was how I entered the travel industry, right? Then I was working one day and I was basically doing a research with my co-founder, happened to be my prospect.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So interesting.
I was doing...
What's his name?
Oyekachi.
Oyekachi. Right, yeah.
So I was doing a sales pitch and we were just talking and throwing ideas, right? So he now mentioned that he works in the entertainment space and their industry require a lot of movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of anytime someone would be at the airport and probably your flight is cancelled impromptu, and you have to probably reach out to probably your people and they reach out to the travel agency and the agency would now respond when they are available.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a problem. You can imagine when a big artist is probably traveling and
that happens.
So we started exploring, okay, how do we... if there is a process where you can easily book these things on your own, you don't necessarily need to pay from your money, right? Just the way any business would definitely have their own banking app, that is different from the individual banking app. You can have a business travel platform that is different from every other leisure travel platform that would have, right?
Okay.
You book that because your flight has been cancelled and the company, your company, would see everything that you've done in real time, and probably payment is made right within that app. You are not stressed with the payment, because most companies now, they will tell you as a staff, travel, drop your receipt,
and
they will not reimburse you after a month. I feel that's very frustrating for, what if you don't have the money?
Exactly.
So we started looking at that and I felt like, okay, this is actually something that we can explore. Mm-hmm. And that was how we started. I was, I think, 1 year, 6 months in the travel space. He doesn't have any travel industry experience. He's just a software engineer. So we said, okay, let's build something, like, right? How do we start the research? We now started talking to users, trying to understand what we can actually build to make our product stand out.
So that you're not just building something that
people want. Yes. So if the first product that we launched, Go Cardinal A, was a complete flop, right? We had we had so many people afraid because we had to build a lot of features. Yes, it was good, but it was too much. And the market was just too scared of the big product that we built. So we had to go back again, start removing features that we felt like people were not using. We're tracking
users,
the ones that we are using, and the like. We started removing to at least simplify the entire platform. So that's basically how
How many test runs have you guys had? How many prototypes?
Okay, let me just say that would say 3, right? But in between that 3, we've had bits and bits of, okay, let's change this, let's change. But I would say, if we say, okay, we pushed this, we retrieved it, and we the platforming
changes,
updating,
yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, so what made you guys decide, okay, you want to sign up for the African Youth and Tourism competition? Where did you see it and how has that helped you guys so far?
Okay, so Youth and Tourism was via Nanta, right?
Okay.
I think at that point we were registering for Nanta, and on the platform,
Nanta
was mentioned,
for those who don't know, Nigerian Association of Travel Agencies in Nigeria.
So they now mentioned that, and we were still quite new, and we're looking for that
platform
that can actually push us, right? That was how we applied, mm-hmm. and into that application, mm-hmm. they now mentioned that someone has done that, and that was yeah. you, and that was how we started reaching out to
and
you.
And how has the experience been? Has it helped you guys?
I would not lie. Yes. Most time people look at help in the startup space from the financial perspective, mm-hmm. right? But we failed to understand that it's not just about mm-hmm. the finance. There is a lot of knowledge that you get from a platform, mm-hmm. and it helps you a lot. Mm-hmm.
Let's and start relationships.
Relationships. Thank you. How did I even forget that? Because from that experience up until date, we've had quite a number of. We have a South African client. We've had a Botswana
awesome.
Client.
Awesome.
Right. We've had a lot of people. We organized a group trip for businesses to most of these countries, mm-hmm. and. Why doing that? I just reached out to maybe a tour operator in Botswana that I met during that time, and they would help us to plan that and share with us, and we'll just sell to our clients. So within that period, I would not underestimate the learning, right? Mm-hmm. It was quite insightful. Mm-hmm. They gave some more money eventually. And then also the network, the people that we eventually started working with, mm-hmm. and then the business that you brought for us.
And I think this year they are giving us a platform to have more of master classes.
Yes.
So someone like me that I did it like 4 years ago, I still have the opportunity to be in those platforms.
Talking about the last master class was
amazing. I loved the practical part where we had to test run our business plan.
Do you know at the end of it, I had to go back and I started.
Sorry, guys, you don't understand. Did you test it again? Did you try?
Yes. I was changing a lot of things about Go Cardinal based on what the AI was suggesting. It was actually very good. I would not lie. So the platform has been quite helpful.
I think just to wrap up what you just said right now, sometimes we go for all this pitch and everything to look for money. Money is not the only thing. They can give you $10 million now and you finish it in one day.
True.
But the relationships you make go a long way. Tomorrow, Mr. Kwaka, that's the founder of African Youth Tourism, can call and say, all right, we have a government of Botswana that is looking for someone who has a platform, and he'll connect you with it. And everybody makes their money from it.
The guy is someone that doesn't forget easily.
No, he doesn't.
I can reach out to him on WhatsApp at any point, and he would call you, hi, Cornelius, and I would be so shocked.
Mr. Kwaka, if you're listening to this, Mr. Kwaka is going to call. We say thank you for always supporting us. We really appreciate you. All right, so sell Cardinal to our audience. Someone is listening now, and they need your platform. Oh yeah, say yourself.
So Go Cardinal automate travel booking at SS management for businesses. Mm-hmm. So in a simpler form, we build a software where businesses and their employees can seamlessly book, plan and manage their business trips with integrated expense management and financial solution capabilities to make the entire process seamless. Mm-hmm. So when I mean financial solution, we integrated a credit technology because we saw the need for when it comes to Nigeria, the idea of making payment at the spot can be quite very strenuous, right? Mm-hmm. So we integrated a credit technology that helps you to pay for that flight without having to start running to your financial team, your finance, your accountant for payment. And then an invoice is auto-generated and forwarded to your finance team, and they make payment based on the how you've already set your system. We are trying to add control to the companies, right?
Okay.
You can, upon onboarding, you can set what you want to be done on the platform. Oh, I need credit and I want to be making payments every 10 days. The system accepts that, right? And by the time we do a credit check and you are credit worthy based on what the technology that we've already integrated provides, we provide you with available credit so that you can make your bookings and you are able to get a one-click checkout. The credit is used to settle that flight automatically at the platform.
Only flights or the hotel?
We air and ground.
Okay.
So for now, those are the two that we've already integrated. Okay. And we are trying to do hotel. Talking about hotel, I think that is one space in the tourism sector that is still completely broken.
Yes, it is.
And nobody is basically doing anything.
No, we are. So I'm in part of the NESG, Nigerian Economic Summit Group, and I'm under the Tourism and Hospitality Group. Now, hospitality is really broad.
Yeah.
And to get everything together, it takes time. But yes, there's things happening behind the scenes where we want to have like SOPs where people are going to be like monitored and things. So there's a lot that's happening behind the scenes that a lot of people are not seeing, but we are very, very aware that hospitality space needs a lot of like, how do I put it? I won't use the word fixing, but structuring
and also technology. They need to accept technology.
Yeah.
Why I mention this is while we were building Bookcardi now, we tried to integrate to a lot of APIs to have a very large inventory, right? So for the hotels, we saw that the available APIs, they are basically, they have hotels from the high end. You can imagine a cool hotel, all those big hotels. But some people might just want to travel and they need to be in a very
cozy
hotel, right? Yeah. And you don't see them on the platform. Mm. So we now said, okay, why not build our own hotel inventory? That was how we started. To my surprise, most of these hotels, they don't even have they don't have an automated inventory system.
Yeah,
so it is probably when you come to the hotel, I need the hotel, they'll open their book to check if they have available rooms on that date on a sheet of paper, right? So how do you start automating? So for us to even automate, we need to automate their process and then key into their process for our
platform.
Right? So it was, at that point, you felt like, are we ready for this? Because it would completely move us from what we are doing
now into something else.
And we just said, okay, let's just hold on with this. But eventually, something that we need to look into, because I feel there's a lot of
opportunity
there, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And if we are able to integrate hotels in real life and sell their APIs, I feel that's an opportunity. In Nigeria alone, it's a big opportunity in Nigeria.
Yeah, because we have plenty of this.
A lot.
Plenty.
And many of them don't even know what they can't sell, because who knows? The other day I was going to Jos, right? And I needed to just book a hotel. That was the first time, right? I just don't want to get to Jos and I'm stranded.
Mm.
And it was quite stressful because I couldn't see anything online. So when I check, I will not put a call through to them that I want to go. Some of them would tell you to call back 24 hours before the day you are traveling, before you are able to make a reservation.
Don't have an automation of how everything. We get there. I'm happy that people like you are actually thinking of those kind of solutions, and I'm hoping that you're going to get the right partners to work with you guys to make that happen.
Definitely.
So let's just go to some personal stuff. Three things that people don't know about you.
$1 million question.
I always get that reaction from everyone.
Okay, I think I've mentioned one. Many people don't even know that I'm a science graduate.
Yeah, you're science. Is it by what?
For chemistry.
All the way to travel.
Many people don't even, the day I mentioned it at the office.
So you're retired. All right.
So that's one. Then two is, the easiest way to get me out of a conversation is shouting at me.
I have to shout at you now.
Once you shout at me, I am out of here, and I don't think I would talk to you again. I just feel like the world is already too difficult to now sit down and listen to people shout at. I don't shout, and I don't want people shout at me. My parents, they are aware of this. If you want to talk to me, I believe that I listen a lot. I have that. But once I notice that you are raising your voice, I am out. And it's so strange that I just feel like you are violent. I just make a very
Did you have any experience growing up? So what should I do? And it gave you like a
You know, PTSD. Growing up in the Igbo culture. You can't say you are out of that.
You can't say that.
Our parents is already there.
We shout a lot.
Our parents shout.
If I don't worry, why can't you a father? Nobody will tell you. My husband used to form. No, you don't shout. Now he's shouting. I'm laughing.
I can't stay where just people are shouting. Even where there is chaos, and I just want.
Or even fun. Even having fun and shouting.
That's why I don't go for clubs. That's why it's quite difficult for me to watch football where everybody
Okay, you're always a unique case. Number three.
So the third one would be what do people all know about me finally?
I always like asking this question because it makes you think about yourself.
Right. Okay. I think this is basically people that know me personally, right? But
those who don't know you personally
might not even be aware of that. But I come from a very large family.
Okay.
When I mean large, I mean large, mm-hmm. large.
All right. Wow.
I think that's large in the sense that if I'm standing with my siblings, mm-hmm. most times you feel like, is this a community?
Oh, you guys are that big. All right. So two places like you advise people to travel, one in Nigeria, one in Africa.
In Nigeria, I've been to quite a couple, but I think people should just go to Jos.
I can count how many people in this my podcast have said we should go to Jos and Obudu. Those are the two most.
Yeah, Obudu too. I didn't mention places. Obudu because I feel they are not living up to my expectation, right?
Real?
In the sense that so many things are no longer working there. And I know, okay, now there has been a little concession to a new agency. Mm-hmm. I feel that might change the story, right?
Yeah.
But a lot is still not. I want to have the experience of that cable car again.
Yeah.
Right?
Climb up and everything.
You guys, I want to have that experience. I've only had it once. And ever since then, it's not working.
Not working.
Right? Sometimes when you go and you lodge into one of the accommodations, guest houses, you would notice that the AC is not working.
So a lot of work needs to be done. Yeah. When last did you go there?
I didn't go, but I knew I sponsored someone to go in December.
Okay, this December.
Right? Yeah, this December, right?
The feedback you got.
The feedback wasn't nice. So bad, but it wasn't so good as well, right?
So the whole of Jos.
Just experience Jos. Experience there's this Yankari
Game Resort.
Game Resort. Yeah. Very beautiful, interesting.
All right, so where in Africa would you advise someone to go to?
Namibia.
I knew you were going to say Namibia. You're not being biased. That's where we did our competition. That's where the
Kenya is cool.
So, yeah,
right?
Kenya is cool.
Kenya is cool. Kenya. I've not been to Qatar. People talk about Qatar, and I think I need to go to Qatar. Qatar mm-hmm. is not even Africa.
It's not
so
Africa,
let me
so
know
don't even putting it there.
So Kenya is cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Morocco.
Mm-hmm. That's another beautiful place.
Just because of some things, Morocco doesn't sort of appreciate the African in them, if I would use that word, right? They are more into the next country that is just African, Spain,
them.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they are, most people don't even believe that Morocco is African, right? Mm-hmm. So Morocco is fine, but you see Namibia, mm-hmm. there's something about Namibia that when you are in Namibia, even while the weather might not be so cool,
mm-hmm.
you are enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Yeah, I went to Sandwich Bay where desert and the ocean meet together.
You see a lot of beautiful sights.
And their culture too.
The culture is good. The food. Good. So Namibia for me.
All right, I agree with you. I'll give it to you. So to wrap this up, what advice do you have for those coming to the tourism space, the travel and tourism space, those of us already in it and our veterans? What advice do you have for these people? Just make it short and quick.
For the veterans, I just want to appreciate them. They've done quite a lot. I just wish that they could actually create a more platform to dream, to meet with people that are already here, right? We need
people.
Their insight, right? Yeah. Because we can't work in isolation. Mm. I feel there's a lot of
knowledge that we need to learn.
Knowledge we need to get from them, right? Mm. So that's for the veterans. For people in the tourism space already, let's explore collaborations.
Yeah.
It's something that if you look at the financial space, there's a lot of collaboration happening there, mm-hmm. and they are growing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to tourism, I feel everybody wants to
work in silos.
Yes, work on your own, right? If we want to be at the face of innovation, we can't underestimate the importance of collaboration in the tourism space.
Mm-hmm.
I want a time where, if you're talking about this market is getting funding, tourism is mentioned, and it's not just fintech, edtech, health tech,
agri-tech, everything. Yeah.
I need to hear tourism tech. Right? Yes. So we need that. So we need to look at collaborations. Mm-hmm. Then for people coming in, I will start from the academics, because tourism coincidentally is one institute that already have like a course on its own.
Yeah.
People study it in school. Mm-hmm.
They've started studying,
So let's start by reviewing the curriculum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how we can imbibe a lot of real-time information into this study.
Yeah.
I think there was a time I was recruiting and I had to reach out to me. Recruiting someone in the tourism
is hard.
It's very difficult.
A lot of people reach out to me asking or recommending. I look at my network like,
very difficult. Two things that are stressing me, aside from probably
building
the product, is recruitment.
Manpower, yeah. We kind of like lack experienced professionals, if I can use that word, in the travel space. And so a lot of work needs to be done in the educational part.
Yes.
I think most of the curriculum are still extant. They're not updated the way they are.
Yes.
And there's not enough platform for them to practice too.
Yeah, I think that is also another thing. So we need to look into that. Then if you are interested in the tourism space, know that it's not like every other industry.
Thank you so much for being honest.
You need to have that mindset and you need to be interested in the market before you can survive.
I always tell people, see, if you're not interested about industry, please go.
Don't
even bother commenting it. I tell them, don't
be burnt out before you even start.
Yeah, so. I usually say the tourism and travel space is not a get rich quick
platform,
if I can use that word. You have to be passionate and do the work.
Do the work.
Before you can start seeing
results. Before you now see the result. But the result is very interesting.
Yes, if not, you'll be in. Cornelius! Thank you. I actually wanted to have you here last year, but I know that a lot of us are quite busy. And I'm so glad to finally have you here. And I'm very proud of you. Like,
thank you so much.
It's my tears. Like, oh my gosh, oh my Cornelius.
So keep up
the good work. Collaboration is very important and I'm looking forward to collaborating with you.
Yeah, I'm
transiting to the tourism media space and so there's a lot of work we can all do together.
True.
So let's look forward to that, okay?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening and see you in the next edition.
Thank you.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.